Bless us as we open His Word. I entitle this message, Reignite into Flame the Gift of God. Fan into flame the gift of God, in some other translations. Some other translations it says, Kindle afresh the gift of God. 2 Timothy is known as a pastoral letter, written by a pastor to a young man or a young lady. This term, he's written a special book to a young person, Timothy. A new leader coming to the church, ready to take charge. Paul knew that Timothy needs some assurance. Paul knew that the young Timothy needs some guidance. So he sit down and write this special letter. We're going to open and study the letter. The essence of this chapter is focused on what Paul says to Timothy. Fan into flame what God has placed in your hearts. Blaze into fire, kindle afresh, recharge. It's a message of encouragement. The focus is to discover what God has placed in you. The gift of God is in your hearts. Receiving gifts and giving away gifts is part of our daily life experience. It's one of the happiest moments of our lives. We see our Pathfinder line up here. Receiving gifts in the form of rewards. They work hard for it. They deserve to have it. Gifts can come in different forms. It can come in the form of a gift certificates. Most mothers, ladies, young ladies would love to have those special gifts. It can come in a form of check. Good numbers of check. Those are good gifts. Always the best gifts. It can come, better yet, it can be a new home, a new car, still waiting for that gift, maybe soon or later, or maybe never. Gift can be a joyful, maybe a little puppy. It can be as sweet as a candy bar. It can be as thoughtful as just a little note, say, I'm thinking of you. My friends, this morning, gift can build a self-confidence. It can build and bring a sense of self-worthiness that we can move on and reach a next level of our high performance. Like the Pathfinders this morning, they deserve to have those gifts. They work hard for it in the form of reward. But my friend, this morning the Bible talks about another gift. Ultimate gift, the supreme gift the Bible talks about. It mentioned in John 3:16, for God so what? So loved the world. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the ultimate gift. The gift of salvation given by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate gift. I do believe that's why we're here this morning. We want to hear the message, the assurance of salvation. It's only through faith in Jesus Christ. It's priceless. We can never earn it. We can never earn it. It's totally free for anyone who's willing to confess Jesus Christ. Allow you to be my Lord and Savior. And we surely have the assurance of salvation. That's why we're here this morning. The Bible also mentioned another gift. It's mentioned in John 14:16. If you have your Bible, you can turn to it. The Bible says, John 14:16-26, and I will pray to the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. Verse 26, He says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring into your remembrance things that I have said to you. The Bible also talks another gift, which is the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit, it brings into our remembrance the work of salvation that was complete in the work of Jesus Christ. He helps us to remember, to celebrate, to say, thank you, Jesus. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Works in our hearts. This morning I would like to spend some time to say that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And Paul talks about in his pastoral letter to his spiritual son, Timothy. Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God that plays within you. But you know, sometimes as we struggle to discover who we are and what we are, the devil gets in the way, distract us with the busyness of life, and we're just like busy bees, busy building our kingdom of honeycomb with pride of life. The end result is very disappointing. That is the work of the devil, is to get us busy, get us rushing from here and then, so we will lose focus of what God has called us into His family, to proclaim to the world that we are free at last, free because Jesus Christ set us free. My friend, this morning, the task of the devil is to keep us busy. I never forget one of the experiences not long ago. My wife and I, we have four little ones. We are too busy. She has to wake up in the morning, early morning, make sure the lunches for the children is ready. And she had to go early, left home 5 o'clock, go to work. Our plan, she will come early to pick up the children while I on my own business. And I have to make the children ready, drop them at school, praying that I will have my patience. You know, that particular day, I took the kids, rushed, dropped them at school. Had to rush home, pick up my materials because I have several appointments. As we're busy, our minds were not focused in one thing. It's going here and there. I was not paying attention to the lights. I traveled through the yellow lights, cut corners, changed lanes. Just about to my appointments, I look at my rear mirror. I saw the lights flashing. I saw the police call, pull over. With my busyness trying to be on time, the officer took his time. He took his time because he had a total control of the situations. He came to my door, asked for my license and my insurance. He went back and came back to me, smiled, and he wrote a ticket. He said, you can pay it through mail or appeal to court. You know, our busyness in life, we need sometimes to stop and think that God has something in us, or otherwise we will head into disappointment and despair. And that is the tactics of the devil. Keep us busy. And then we lose sight of what God calls us. The passions we have that Jesus Christ used me at the very first stage of our Christian walk with Him. But the devil walks in a way to distract us. My friend, this morning, Paul writes to his son Timothy. Timothy, I would like to remind you, fan into flame the gift of God. The gift of God that is within you. You know, my friend, we may ask the question, what is that gift of God? What is that gift of God that the Apostle Paul appealed to Timothy to fan into flame? I would like to invite you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. It tells about the other nature of the Holy Spirit. It's like a fire. If you have your Bible, you can read it. Well, I read it for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idols, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure that nobody pay back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks to all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And verse 19, he says, do not put the spirit of fire. Do not put out the spirit of fire. Paul reminds us that there are special talents, that there are special things in us. It's just like a fruit of the Spirit. If you look deeply and look carefully in that, the gift of the Spirit, which is, we must have patience, love, and all those good feelings over there. Paul says to us, when we have that, do not let the fire of the Spirit out. What are the gifts that God blesses in us? What are the gifts and the passions in your heart for the Lord? Apostle Paul says to Timothy, whatever you have in your hearts, fan into flame. Fan into flame for the Lord. It's amazing. Paul also written in 1 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, verse 14. Let me read it for you this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. It says, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the belief in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of the scripture, to the preaching and teachings. Do not neglect your gift, which was given through a prophetic message when the body of elders lay hands on you. My friends, as we come into the family of God, we are called into a ministry. And it says over here, do not neglect the gift of which given to you through the prophetic message. We have a prophetic message for the end of time. Therefore, there is a gift within us. Paul says, don't let anyone look down on us because we're young. We must be diligent in preaching and teachings, opening of the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit gifted us. There's something in our hearts. And remind us this morning, Paul says, fan into flame the gift of God. Fan into flame the gift of God. The Bible helps us, lead us to understand what keeps within us. The most horrible stories is some of us, we say, I don't know what I have. I don't know what my gift is. I don't know whether I have a gift or not. It's very stressful when we don't pinpoint what God has blessed in us. But the Bible has a directions, has a list of directions that show us the gift of God within us. You can look in the book of Romans chapter 12, the list of gifts of the prophecy, list of the gift of the spirits. You can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4, and also Galatians 22. Those are gifts of the Spirit. Gift of hospitality. Gift of smiling faces. Gift of open hands and passions. All those gifts within us. Paul says, what you have, Timothy, fan into flame. Let the world know that God is with you. That's the appealing of Paul this morning. Fan into flame what God has placed in your hearts. He wrote the book of Timothy while he was in prison in Rome. By the way, he wrote the letter with few in his mind. Don't you know, or do you know, the meaning of the word Timothy? It means the one who reverend God. Do you know the meaning of the word Timothy? Is the one who honor and worship God. Those are the descriptions of you, of me, as Christians of Christ. Those are the one who come and worship and honor God. I would like to say that you are Timothy and I am Timothy, that we are Timothians family. And Paul says, Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God, which is within you. It says, fan into flame, kindle afresh. The idea of kindle afresh, it comes from the idea of trying to start a fire. I was born and raised in the island somewhere in the Pacific called Samoa. My job is to make sure that there is fire for my mother and sister to come and cook, because we cook food outside. As I try to gather together wood and fan it, it's very hard. The woods in the islands, it's very poor to burn because of high humidity and moist compared to the woods in the States. So I have to fan it. I have to fan it. The more I fan, I see the blazing fire. Not knowing, it's not the, no matter how much I fan, but because of the oxygens, what have would burn and blaze into fire. Not only the oxygen will help the fire to come alive, but also it will wash away or blow away the ashes. My friend, this morning, I wonder why Paul used the word kindle afresh. When the blow of the Holy Spirit comes in our hearts, it will blow away.